in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, good morning, Doug. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, John Shorey, has written a book called The Window of the Lord's Return. And it's a very interesting book because it deals with something which many Christians assume is an article of faith, and that is there's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture and nothing is going to happen to them. Even if America did just fall apart, well, we'd be raptured out of here long before anything happened, which is why so many Christians really are not doing anything about what's happening today as we turn against God, as America becomes a post-Christian nation. And people just say, well, it's going to happen and we're going to be raptured out. But what would happen if the rapture came 20 years after America fell? What would happen to the faith of these Christians? And unfortunately, pre-tribulation rapture has been accepted as an article of faith by so many Christians, and it's unfortunate because it's neutralized the Christians who should be involved in this spiritual battle which is being fought in our country today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, John has some fascinating information in his book talking about the pre-trib rapture, the mid-trib rapture concept, the various concepts that have been put forward, and they're all theories we will not know until the events begin to unfold. But I think we have to think and consider them, and I believe this is an important book. We carry it because we want you to begin looking objectively at what it really says in the Scriptures, not what you've been told it says in the Scriptures, and understand the unfolding of events. You see the increasing instability over in the Middle East, which is all being artificially generated, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we're funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. Why would we do that? Well, we've always funded this whole thing. This whole Muslim Brotherhood has been funded by the CIA since the end of the Second World War. And, of course, we create the best enemy money could buy. But in the process of doing this from a geopolitical point of view, we are also setting up a tragic situation which is developing today, which I think is going to result in a great war against Israel coming in the not-too-distant future as we strengthen Israel's enemies and basically, of course, to maintain domestic tranquility in many of those Arab states. They want to have a common enemy and launch a war against Israel. Under any circumstances, John, thank you very much for being with us this morning. What motivated you to write your book on the window of the Lord's return?
Well, I want to thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on. And, you know, my wife and I, we were in children's ministries for many years. And I actually felt that our ministry was kind of winding down. We was actually on staff part-time as children's pastors, and about 7 or 8 years ago, we had a visiting evangelist at our church, and on a Sunday night, I kind of snuck in to listen in on the tail end of the service, because my wife and I, we usually miss out on most of the services working with the kids. So I got in on the last few minutes, and he ended the service by calling people up for prayer and calling others to come up and help pray, and I was one of the helpers. I went up to help pray with those that went forward. And the first thing he did when he came forward is he pointed me out and he says, "I have a word from God for you." And he said basically three things. He said, "God wants me to tell you that the greatest years of your ministry are ahead of you, and that you're going to see financial blessing. And then he told me some things that were going on in my life that's like, wow, this guy's hearing from God because, you know, he would know this. Well, the next 3 years, we saw the greatest financial blessing of our whole life. And after 2 years of this, I went to the Lord for a week of prayer and just seeking God and saying, God, you told me that I would see the greatest years of my ministry ahead of me. And I'm seeing what this evangelist told me is coming true. What am I supposed to do that'll lead me to the greatest years of my ministry? And as I prayed, the only thing I could hear was that I was to do a study on the end times, self-publish it, and get it into the hands of Christians and Christian leaders. And my first thought was, you know, why would Christian leaders want to hear what I have to say about the end times? But if this is what God wants me to do, I'm going to do it. So for the next year, I studied only the Bible. And I'm ordained in a denomination that is very strongly pre-trib. I had always been pre-trib. I mean, there was a few scriptures that I didn't quite see how they added up, but I was still pre-trib. And I figured God is calling me, giving me assignment to do a study on the end times, so God is going to obviously show me some things, and we'll put this to bed. We'll figure out what's going on with God's help. So for a year, I worked on this, and at the end of the year, I had about 90 pages of what what would become the book that I was writing. And I went back to the Lord in prayer, and I said, Lord, would you help me to finish these last 20 or 30 pages so I could get this book done? And within 2 weeks of seeking God and asking for his help, there was one chapter I had put in my original outline on the coming Antichrist that I had actually decided, I'm not even going to write this chapter. I mean, all I'd be writing is what everybody else has been saying about the coming Antichrist. And if I don't have anything fresh to say, I don't want to write it. Well, within 2 weeks, I started seeing things in the book of Revelation concerning the coming Antichrist that I had never heard of before. I'd never read about it before. And in fact, just all of a sudden realized God was showing me things that, I actually believe that God has shown me things in this study that were almost veiled. You know, the Bible says that he told John and he told Daniel when they were writing their books, the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, that mysteries concerning the end times would be sealed until the time of the end. And what's really a shame is that many people, hundreds of years ago, in fact, the pre-trib doctrine was basically put together about 200 years ago. And there's actually about five or more different teachings on the timing of the rapture. And yet the God's word says that
hold that thought, John. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset,
concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest John Shorey, and we're talking about pre-trib rapture, and of course, John studied the Revelation, and you read the Revelation, and I've read it many times, and it's confusing. I mean, there's so many analogies there, and 10 heads and 10 horns, but basically, as you read it through, it is confusing, and this is why I think we benefit from somebody who spent a great deal of time analyzing it. Go right ahead, John. You were telling us.
Yeah, so where I left off is I was saying that when Daniel wrote the book of Daniel and when John wrote the book of Revelation, they were both told that aspects of this revelation would be sealed until the time of the end. And I believe that right now we are at the time of the end. I believe we're at the time where the mysteries are being unveiled and being revealed. And as I was mentioning, there are at least 5 different teachings on the timing of the rapture. So what I would like to challenge the listeners is to have an open mind. You know, I believe now is the time that God is opening his word for us to understand. So let's not be locked in to the teachings of man, but let's be open to what God is revealing through his word. And when I was studying the book of Revelation, and I had thought that I wasn't going to write a chapter on the coming Antichrist, God started showing me something in chapter 13 that I had never heard or seen taught before. In chapter 13, it says, I saw a beast coming out of the sea, and he had 10 horns and 7 heads. Well, this beast coming out of the sea, if you'll study this, is talking about a one-world government with 10 heads, 10 crowns, 10 horns. And this one-world government that is going to arise in the last days, the Bible says it will ultimately be ruled by the Antichrist, and it will ultimately rule over every people, language, and nation, which includes the United States and every nation of the world. And many prophetic teachers are now recognizing that the one world government is not going to be just over in Europe, the original Roman Empire, but it's going to include the whole world. During the time of the Roman Empire, that was the then known world. But now it includes the whole globe. And America is going to be part of this global government. Well, as I was reading further down, it says, one of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound. Well, you know, this word beast in the first part of this chapter is referring to a beast government. But as you move on down, beast is literally referring to the Antichrist. In fact, if you look at another verse down, it says the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies. In this case, beast is the Antichrist. So when it says one of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, what the Lord opened my eyes to is that this head that is wounded is not a leader that is wounded in the head. See, we have been taught that the leader of the one world government would have a fatal head wound and come back from the dead and be the Antichrist. But what the Lord opened my eyes to is when it says one of the heads of the beast had a fatal wound, what it's really saying is one of the 10 heads of state of this one world government was fatally wounded. And it doesn't mean wounded in the head. And when I realized this, this opened up a lot of interesting thoughts. Number one, the Antichrist can't even show up until the one world government is fully in place. And the 10 heads of state are literally placed over 10 regions of the world. There are literally the power brokers of the world that have already divided the world into 10 regions, getting ready with a global currency and getting ready for a one world government. In North America, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. is the North American region that will be led by a head of state over this whole one region. So when you start understanding this, then what you realize is the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, Paul says, don't let anyone deceive you, for the gathering unto him, which is the rapture, shall not happen until there is a falling away and the man of sin is revealed. Well, when you take Thessalonians and you put it with Revelation chapter 13, and you realize that the Antichrist, one of the 10 heads, cannot be wounded until the one world government is in place. And the rapture can't happen until the Antichrist is revealed. Well, then what this lets us to understand is that the Antichrist can't even show up until the one world government is in place. And this opens up a whole new area of thought, because what is it going to take for the nations of the world to give up their sovereignty, give up their constitutions and their freedoms, and join a one world government? And I believe we are headed for a global economic collapse. If you will study economic news around the world, you don't have to study it from a Christian perspective to realize that economists, non-Christian economists, are predicting that we could be 1 to 2 years or shortly thereafter away from a global economic collapse. And when this event happens, whether it happens in Europe, it'll ripple domino to America. If an event happens that causes an economic collapse in America, it'll domino to Europe and around the world. And when this event happens, it will literally turn the world into world chaos. We will see anarchy. We will see martial law. We will see infrastructure collapse. If you can imagine the dollar collapsing or highly inflating over a very fast period of time, what would happen is you would go to the store and you would find your credit card was turned off. You wouldn't be able to buy with that plastic anymore. And the money that you have in the bank, you might not be able to get out, and what you do have could have hardly any value. And I believe that right now we are in the birth pains of the Lord's coming. In my book, The Window of the Lord's Return, I show that we are right now in a window of time that in the next few short years, the Bible says in Matthew, it talks about the rebirth of Israel, talks about the fig tree. And in this Matthew 24, where it talks about the fig tree is actually referring to the land of Israel. And in my book, I do a study on the fig tree, showing that the fig tree represents the land of Israel, and the fig tree died. And back in the Old Testament, it talks about a lion barked the fig tree, and it died. And the nation of Israel was no more. And in Matthew 24, it talks about the fig tree budding. It came back to life, and it was the nation of Israel that would come back to life. And the Bible says that when these things begin to come to pass, that generation shall not pass away till the coming of the Son of Man. And in my study, I show that a generation is 70 years and why it's 70 years. And I show that Israel was reborn as a nation in 1948. It came back to life in 1948. And you add 70 years to this. This, you know, puts the time. The Lord will come back possibly by 2018. It could be further because, in fact, the Bible says a generation, it is accounted to man to live for 70 years or longer if he is strong. And I'm not adamant, I'm not setting a date, but I believe that the signs of the time is what we need to be looking at. Because the Bible literally says, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draws nigh.
And certainly the establishment of the state of Israel is one of the most significant things in modern history, and people can argue that there are a lot of corruption over there, and I have no question. They can argue that many of the policies of the Israeli government are unfair as far as the Palestinians, and that's absolutely true. But the fact that Israel is there and that the Jewish people from all over the world are going to Israel certainly is a valid fact. People say, well, a lot of them aren't really Jews. They're certainly the Khazars. But there is the Sephardic Jews are coming, and they are the traditional Jews. The important thing is they're doing everything they can to confuse the issue. Rather than say, isn't it a miraculous, 2,000 years ago it was prophesied that towards the end times, Israel would be established as a nation, and Israel is a nation today. And not only that, but so many of the things, the prophecies about how the time would come when we wouldn't neither be able to buy nor sell, lest we had the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name. And basically, of course, we're moving in that direction with our credit cards. All of these things that are coming to pass today, prophesied 2,000 years ago, this is not simply coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. We have to understand we live in a spiritual world, and there are powerful spiritual forces at work. Go right ahead, John.
Well, you know, talking a little bit about my book, title of my book, The Window of the Lord's Return, actually I'm going to interject right now that for those that would like to get this book and a second study that I've actually just been completing, Dr. Stan is making this book available through his ministry, and he'll tell you how you can actually get the book through him. And it's also available on my website, which is found at www.tribulationtruth.com. Okay? And I would encourage you to order the book from Dr. Stan. But on my website, I have many teachings and articles and prophetic updates that you would want to check out. And I'd like to encourage you to go there. But anyway, I've recently, actually, when I finished writing this book about a year ago, doors started opening, and in the last year, I've actually had more than 15,000 books go out into people's hands. And in fact, what's interesting is I've had so many people order large quantities of this book, even by the case, because they have recognized that this message is so important that people need to read it. Well, I actually had the Holy Spirit speaking to me several months ago that even though I'd finished the book, that God was telling my heart that I want you to continue to study, continue to dig and search, because the Lord had more things to show me. And a couple of months ago, I started searching Revelations and Daniel, believing that there's something I've missed that God wants me to see. And out of that search, I started seeing things again that I had never seen before. And I ended up writing a companion study called Unlocking the Mystery of the Book of Revelation. And to share a little bit about what this companion study is about, I want to read you a small portion of the first paragraph that I've written into this study. The Book of Revelation is not your typical book of the Bible, for Jesus appeared in a vision to John and gave him the contents of this book. If you will follow along with me on this study, I will show you that it was not just Jesus who gave John the book of Revelation, but John was interrupted twice by angels who gave John further revelation. What I will show you concerning these two interruptions by angels is that what they gave John was revelation that was out of chronological order of what Jesus was revealing to John. I will conclude by showing how we can reposition these angelic revelations in chronological order as sort of footnotes that will further illuminate the revelation that Jesus was revealing to John.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters, we can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and President of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, John's story and his book, The Window of the Lord's Return. John, tell our listeners again how they can get to your website.
Okay, this book that I've written is available on my website called TribulationTruth.com, www.TribulationTruth.com.
All right,
this website has other training material, other teaching material, and some very interesting articles and news clips that you would really want to check out.
And, of course, basically, I think we are seeing today unfolding throughout the world of these ancient prophecies moving us towards truly cataclysmic changes. Now, John, you were talking a little bit about the writing of the Revelation, which people, if they've tried to read it, it's confusing because basically you're going along with one concept and then suddenly everything changes for a while and basically doesn't flow in a chronological order. Pick up the thoughts that you have as to why this is and how you can understand the Revelation better. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Bible scholars have long recognized that the book of Revelation is not all in chronological order. And when I was doing my study for my book, I started recognizing there is a section from chapter 11 through chapter 14 where it just seemed like things were just jumping all over the place. And I will say a little bit more about this in a little bit, but I saw that the book was not all in chronological order. And the downside to this is because scholars recognize that the book of Revelations is not all in chronological order, this has led to much confusion, and a lot of teaching has come out that's all contrary to each other because different teachers can pick and choose and say, well, this is in chronological order, and this isn't, and this belongs over here, and this belongs over there. And this confusion has led to a lot of confusion. And, you know, Jesus taught in parables, and his disciples asked him one time, why do you speak in parables? Why don't you just tell us plainly? And Jesus told him, he said that it is not for everyone to understand. And he spoke in parables so that those that the Spirit would speak to, he would reveal these truths to. And it's clearly taught in John and in the book of Revelation and in Daniel that there would be mysteries that would be sealed until the time of the end. And I believe what the Lord has shown me is an unveiling of this confusion about the book of Revelation. In fact, when I turned this study over to my editor, she came back to me and said, what the Lord has showed you could be the most important revelation the church has seen in my generation. When I gave it to my publisher to have him check it out, he read it and he came back to me and he said, John, he said, you could have this companion study published. People would pay to read this. And yet it's my desire that this study, Unlocking the Mystery of the Book of Revelation, would get out to everybody as soon as possible. This study is so important. And so that is why I'm actually making this study available to anybody that orders a book through Dr. Stan. He will actually email you a kind of an e-copy of this study, or anybody that orders this book from my website, Tribulation Truth, and I will also send you an e-copy of this study. And I am praying that when you get this and you read it and you realize how important it is, that you will email this to every Christian you know. I'm praying that this study will go viral, so that, as a kind of a term that they say, that it will just explode out there in the Christian community so that we can have this truth. What I'd like to do right now is share a paragraph from a letter I received just over a week ago from an evangelist that I sent this study to. This is what he sent to me. He says, Dear John, I finished reading Revelation in chronological order into which you placed everything. I read very slowly, digesting small amounts at a time. For the first time, the book of Revelation makes sense to me. Previously, reading it in the order presented in the Bible, it was confusing to me because it felt disjointed with things out of place. Thank you for the time, effort, and obedience to bring the Lord's message to his people. So going back to how I discovered what was going on is when I was doing my book, I was reading chapter 13 and 14 of Revelation, and when I was reading in chapter 14, there's an instance where there's 144,000. Well, in chapter 7, the 144,000, it talks about 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel that are sealed by God to do a special assignment for God. And in chapter 14, it talks about Jesus meeting with the 144,000 on Mount Zion. And when I was reading this, I was thinking, man, this is really confusing. Jesus on Mount Zion in chapter 14, when the Battle of Armageddon hasn't happened, Jesus hasn't returned to the Mount of Olives yet. And it says in the Bible that Jesus, when he comes back, he will, the first place he contacts planet Earth will be on the Mount of Olives. So what is he doing on Mount Zion with the 144,000 before the Mount of Olives event at the end of the wrath of God? So I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, would you please help me to understand why this is out of chronological order? What's going on? And I said, Lord, I'm going to keep reading the book of Revelation until you show me why this doesn't make sense. And on my third read of the book of Revelation, I saw in chapter 10 the answer to why there is a section in the middle of the book of Revelation that is out of chronological order. As I was reading in chapter 10, there's this spot where it says, then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on land raised his right hand to heaven. It says, then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me, go take the scroll that lies in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on land. And then go down a little further. It says, then I was told by the angel, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. This is at the end of chapter 10. John had been writing the revelation that Jesus gave to him. And in chapter 10, he had just finished up writing about, in chapters 8 and 9, he was going through the wrath of God, the seven trumpets of God's wrath. And then, all of a sudden, an angel shows up, gives John a little scroll, and tells him, you must write again about all the people, nations, and languages, and kings.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
walks in, and of course John is explaining what happened. The Apostle John was writing, given the revelation, and he's writing it down, and suddenly an angel appears and says, put this in. And of course, what from chapter 11 to 14, completely out of context. If you certainly take that out of context, it begins to come back into a chronological order, and the same thing happens the second time. So you have these interjections into the revelation, which is what leads to the confusion. John, go right ahead.
So anyway, as I was saying, the angel gives John a little scroll and says, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Here, John was writing down about the wrath of God in chapters 8 and 9, and all of a sudden, he's interrupted. Now, you know, when God starts pouring out his wrath, there's not going to be a commercial break. He's not going to give unrepentant man a vacation from the wrath of God. What happened is when John was interrupted, he placed this revelation that was given to him by the angel, he placed it right where he had left off and basically put in four chapters until you get to chapter 15, and then the wrath of God picks up again. And in these four chapters, there's literally nine different subjects that ultimately need to find where is their chronological order. Well, you know, I mentioned what I discovered here in my book, but I never realized the full significance of it until about 6 weeks ago when I was studying further, and I was reading in chapter 16 about the seven bowls of God's wrath. And again, John is writing about the wrath of God, and in chapter 16, the seven bowls are completed. And when the wrath of God is completed, what would be the next logical event that would take place? I believe the next logical event after the wrath of God is that Jesus will be returning to the earth riding a white horse with the saints following him. But when you read to the end of chapter 16 and you start reading in chapter 17, this is where there is a second angelic interruption. In chapter 17, verse 1, it says, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. When you start reading through this, this angel that comes to John and interrupts him the second time, in chapter 17 and 18, it's talking about the prostitute and Mystery Babylon and the destruction of Mystery Babylon. And in fact, in chapter 18, it says, come out of her, my people, that you will not partake of the plagues and basically the wrath of God. Well, why are we seeing this in chapter 17 and 18 when the wrath of God was already completed in chapter 16 with the seven bowls of God's wrath? Again, it's because John was interrupted a second time, and this interruption runs from chapter 17, 18, and for the first 10 verses in chapter 19. Because in chapter 19, verse 11, it actually picks up where I said this is what logically would follow the wrath of God. In chapter 19, verse 11, it says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. And you continue reading, and it says the armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses. Well, you know what? This is the event that will follow the completion of the wrath of God. And chapter 17, 18, first 10 verses of 19 was the second interruption. And again, it was placed in the spot John was writing, but it was not in chronological order. And you ask, why would this happen? And I believe it was because The book of Revelation was to be cloaked in mystery until the time of the end. And God is now opening our eyes so that we can see the revelation clearly. So what I have done is I got a hold of a Word document of the book of Revelation. And I took the first interruption, chapters 11 through 14, and I moved it to the end of that document. And then I took the second interruption, chapter 17 through 19, verse 10, and I moved it to the end of that document. And I squeezed it together, and when I squeezed it together with the two interruptions removed, now I will remind you, is I am not going to take away one word or add one word to the Word of God. All I'm doing is putting the Word of God into chronological order. So when I removed these two interruptions and I read through the book of Revelation, I literally saw the foundation to the book of Revelation, the revelation that Jesus gave to John, and it literally read in chronological order. So then what I did is I studied these two interruptions, and what I discovered was the second interruption, two chapters and 10 verses, was one complete section in chronologic order, one subject, it belongs in one place, it just so happens it wasn't put in the right place. And when I studied chapters 11 through 14, I discovered that there were nine different topics and subjects that needed to find. You see, if you realize that these chapters are out of chronologic order, then you have to also realize there has to be a place where they would be in chronologic order. And I ended up I didn't take away a single word, but I divided these sections into the 10 different subjects and literally used a criteria where I would go through and read the foundation of the Word of God that Jesus gave to John, the foundation of the revelation that was in chronological order. And I would look for subject, topics, keywords.
We're out of time, John. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Hard to Stand. This is really a fascinating book, and it's one way to be carrying it. It's called The Window of the Lord's Return. And John makes the point that certainly the Lord can't come back again until, of course, they rebuild the temple on Temple Square. And how can you do that when it's under the control of the Muslims? I mean, it doesn't make sense, and yet that temple has to be rebuilt. And then, of course, the Antichrist has to occupy the temple and be really accepted as the leader. All of these things have to come to pass. So basically, of course, there has to be some sort of a cataclysmic event occurring in the Holy Land that will allow the Jews to be able to take control of the temple, mount, and build the temple. So they're all set and ready to go. They're simply waiting. I've talked to Jews and Jewish scholars over there, and they will tell you, we don't know how it's going to happen, but the time is going to come when we're going to be able to rebuild the temple. And as we notice, so much of what is going on in the world seems to be centering increasingly in that area, the civil war that's going on in Syria, a civil war that may soon be taking place in Egypt. We're living in truly prophetic times. If you'd like to get a copy of John's book, which we recommend, The Window of the Lord's Return, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you request it, why, we'll either send you a duplicated copy and or email you the treatise on certainly how the Book of Revelation should follow in chronological order. And it really, I think it helps to clarify it, because I will tell you, maybe you can read the Book of Revelation without being confused, but I certainly can't. And yet, of course, reading what John has put together makes it all make sense. Again, the book, The Window of the Lord's Return, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to get it. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because you have to understand who is behind what's going on today and the true nature of the spiritual battle behind all of the political and military events that are taking place today. And so the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and my talk on population control, the secret agenda. These talks will help you, the DVDs, talks will help you understand the unfolding events as they're transpiring today and the wretching transformation of America. America is changing, and nobody can tell you why. Well, I will tell you why in these talks. Well, first of all, Agenda 21, the covert plan, and population control, the secret agenda. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Remember our webpage, radioliberty.com, and you can listen to our radio programs there, and we hope you'll listen to them. We have them there archived 24 hours a day, 4 hours of live radio, besides the program you're listening to. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to read our old newsletters, especially those on the Secret Cabal that are written in 2010. You can pull them down from there and read them through, and they will explain to you who really runs America. And basically, we have a fraudulent election. Everything is a matter of perception. You're supposed to perceive that we're a democracy, which we're not. You're supposed to believe we have free and open elections, and we elect our Congress, and we elect our senators, and we elect our president, and many of our votes are rigged. Ladies and gentlemen, there was a precinct in Ohio where there were 1,000 people registered and 1,600 votes for Barack Obama last November. Why wasn't this ever brought out? Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection. So, Carl, we'll stay with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found